This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you are all across the country. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. Should mention later today, Ted Leonsis, owner of the Washington Capitals and Wizards and Mystics, he will join Grant and Danny at 4 p.m. Oh. So you don't want to miss Ted Leonsis at 4 p.m. right here on The Fan.
Very good.
With Grant and Danny. We wanted to get into the Caps, who haven't been playing good hockey. So the focus has been on Ovi and the Chase. And if you look at their recent stretch of games, they've lost 5 of their last 7. Okay, they had a 3-game losing streak where they closed out a road trip with 2 losses and then lost to the Sabres in that high-scoring 8-5 game. They got a win against the Bruins 4-3. Then they lost to the Hurricanes 5-1. They pulled it out on Friday night when we were doing the altcast, but that wasn't a great game against a terrible team, the Blackhawks. They had to rally late in that game to win that 5-3, and then you just saw the most recent game where they lose to the Islanders 3-1. What's going on with this Capitals team? Are you worried? Do you think that the Ovi Chase weighed them down? And can they turn it around for the playoffs?
I think they can turn it around. I think this is just, they have such a cushion, and there's just a little bit of late season malaise paired with the distraction of Ovi's chase for Gretzky that, look, do they want to win all these games? Of course, but are they going to go all out to win the games when they have?
But there are,
they have an 11-point lead over the Carolina Hurricanes with 5 games to go.
But there are warning signs, and I think one of the big thing everyone's looking at is the goalie play.
Yeah,
and now you have the injury. I think ever since Logan Thompson signed his contract, his percentage has gone way down. Now he's hurt. Lindgren's been kind of up
Protus
and down.
Protus is hurt too.
All year.
Yeah, Protus, that's concerning. We'll have to see how that,
I don't know how long he's gonna be out, but he's
plays
hurt.
Out.
So I mean, they're definitely, listen, I don't think you can win a Stanley Cup without a hot goalie, right?
Yeah.
Caps
totally
didn't make their run until Holtby came in there and kind of saved the day.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they need to figure out that goalie situation. I don't even know when Logan Thompson's gonna be healthy. It's kind of an unknown, I think,
yeah,
at this point.
Just listed with an upper body injury at this point. I haven't heard any details about the injury.
800-636-1067.
There are reasons to be concerned.
Looking at the top teams in the standings, all right, you've got the Capitals, who have 107 points, and they're 5-4-1 in their last 10. The Jets currently have 1 more point than them at 108. They're not playing that great either. Yeah, they're only 6-4 in their last 10.
Mm-hmm.
You look at The Maple Leafs, who are atop the Atlantic, they've won four in a row and are 8-1-1 in their last 10. So they're riding hot. A hot streak. Now they're way behind the Capitals.
They're on fire, and they only have 98 points.
Right.
Like, the Caps are just so far clear of them at this point, 107.
Look at Florida. Florida's in the playoffs, and they've lost five straight. They're 3-6-1.
Taking on water at this point.
The only team that I see that has really been hot, that's one of the top teams in the league, is Vegas. They're 8-2 in their last 10, 102 points.
What about the Kings?
Yeah, the Kings have won four straight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just looking at the teams that have over 100 points.
Kings have won four straight.
I mean, I think it's natural to have a little bit of a letdown. Tarik El-Bashir talked about this, and maybe you disagree. 800-636-1067. The Caps have such a big lead.
My level of concern on a scale of 1 to 10 is a 3. I'm just not that concerned about the Caps being ready for the playoffs.
I would say mine is like a 4.5. 4.5, 5.
I think I'm closer to EB.
I'm higher than that. I'm higher than a 3.
You're higher than a 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, look, you gotta get your goalie play line. Look at the numbers.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume that Logan Thompson is going to be ready once the playoffs start.
Logan Thompson had an amazing first 3 or 4 months.
I know.
And then he dipped dramatically.
He's had a rough patch of late.
Just because he's coming back doesn't mean he's going to be good. Look, sometimes it's just sort of a mercurial thing. Who knows when guys are going to lock in? But right now, their goalie and their goalies and their defense as a whole, let's just connect them all, not locked in.
Let's see how they play. Concerned. It's natural to have a distraction when you have Ovi chasing it.
Right.
Now
that's a
over.
Natural distraction.
Now it's over. All right, now they got to refocus. They got 5 games left in the regular season. Let's see what they can do in the next 2 weeks before the first round of the playoffs. But remember, Boston ran away with their division 2 years ago and won like 65 games, something stupid. And then they lose in the first round to Florida. I mean, if you're not ready for the playoffs, these teams can bite you in the ass.
800-636-1067.
I don't know who they are scheduled to play if the playoffs started.
It's looking like Montreal at this point.
All right, I don't know what kind of team Montreal has or what their head-to-head's like, but you got to be ready for even teams like Montreal.
All right, let's bang out a few of these calls.
Montreal has given up more goals than they've scored this year.
Yeah.
Negative 20-point differential.
I mean, on paper, they're certainly the overwhelming favorite, but Montreal's won 5 straight. I mean, they're clearly pushing it to lock down a playoff spot.
All right, 800-636-1067, your chance to chime in. Now that the Ovi chase is behind us, and he's just going to continue, presumably, to add to it, we could kind of lock in on the playoffs and the team. Are you concerned? A little bit of a swoon here. I'd say I'm about a 4.5 out of 10, maybe a 5 out of 10 concerned. I have moderate concern. Let's go to Bill. Bill, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Good morning, Junks. Pleasure to speak to you guys again.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, man.
I want to say I'm probably a 4, 4.5 on that rating, only because longtime Caps diehard fan, as you guys know from me talking to you last week. And I'm a little concerned at the defense looking a little suspect. It's not necessary. Well, also, I have to think about our offense, too, because what have we been doing getting goals? We got, like, Ovi getting it done, and we need the other guys to also start shining like they have all season.
Yeah. I think those are legitimate concerns, don't
you? I'm gonna steal these numbers. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. I'm going to steal these numbers from Japer's Rink.
Mm-hmm.
In the first 52 games, Lindgren and Thompson gave up 118 goals, which was 2.27 per game, right? Pretty spectacular. Since February 1st, it's 3 goals per game, 75 goals.
That's a big jump.
In 25 games. It's a big jump. It's not, as they say, necessarily bad, but it puts them at 17th best. Mm. Okay? Very mid. Okay? So you want them to be better than that. Not to say that they can't catch fire. We saw Holtby do it. We've lived it. It can happen, but they just need to do it.
And I think they're, this may be a reach, but I think they're confident enough in Lindgren. If Thompson has any sort of injury that dogs him throughout the playoffs or he can't go, there's a reason they signed Lindgren to an extension.
Yeah.
They like what Lindgren brings. Now, have his numbers been as good as Thompson's this season? No. But
I feel
like
if
they need to lean on Lindgren, they can get by with leaning on Lindgren as long as they're scoring. you know, as long as they're scoring 3.5 or 4 goals per game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think that's what they want to happen, but I think they're okay with it if Thompson is sidelined at least for part of the first series.
Now, by the same token, I do think that the Ryan Leonard addition is going to have an impact.
He obliterated somebody yesterday. Just crushed the dude against the board. Mm-hmm. Like, he hits like a freaking freight train.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like Ovi, like Tom Wilson level hitter.
Right.
And just wait till the offense pairs up with that physical level of play.
I mean, that's like a gift. That's like a gift from heaven.
Yeah.
You know, right here as we're about to start this playoff.
It's a great ad.
And what a great opportunity to try to learn him up real quick,
mm-hmm.
catch up with the speed of the NHL, hopefully.
He hasn't looked overwhelmed by it at all.
No.
Like, he's fit right in.
He's fit right
in. Cakes' concern level could be a different answer if the next 5 games they go 1-4 or 2-3, and they headed into the playoffs losing, you know, 9 out of the last 12, something
okay,
like that.
Look, if they look like dog poo heading into the playoffs and then drop one of the first games at home,
yep.
Then my concern level is going to spike.
But again, it is a lot. It is matchups, right? It's about matchups. So almost it doesn't matter what they do here down. You want to go in confident. You want to go in winning. But it's all going to be, how do they match up? If it's Montreal, how do they match up?
Yeah, I agree.
You know, whether they're on a heater or coming in like less than stellar. If they match up well against Montreal and play as they should, then they should be fine. I don't know.
But
until they
went to Winnipeg on March 25th, you know, he was clearly chasing, and they had won 4 straight. So they had put together, actually, he won like 9 out of 10. So they were winning games even though he was still chasing. But once it got real close, that's when they started to feel it a little bit, I think. It was certainly a distraction in the last 5-6 weeks. Five, 6 games.
I mean, it certainly seemed like every time Ovi was in there, they were just trying to feed him.
Yeah.
They were just
feeding him. Now it's over with. So let's just get back. They get 3 days off, and then they mm-hmm. play Carolina on Thursday. Let's get back on a horse, start playing like they did, you know, in early to mid-March.
Right.
I was trying to look up how they've fared against Montreal recently. I just see one game in January. They lost that overtime 3-2.
I'll say this. Yeah. When they signed the 2 goalies, my eyebrows were a little bit raised, especially that they gave Thompson like 6 or 7 years. Like, they gave him.
I think he got 6 years.
I mean, they gave him a long contract.
They like what they saw over the first half of the season.
I know, but goalies are so, I hate to use the word a second time today, mercurial. They're so year by year oftentimes. I thought that was a little wild. And then what did they give Lindgren? Just a couple years?
3 years, $9 million, I believe.
So we're kind of locked in on these two guys.
This is the goalie room for the next couple of seasons at least.
I think it's a big gamble.
From the looks of it. That's what Washington does, though. Once they believe in a guy, they'll give him a longer deal.
I guess.
Isn't that what Chicky just got? A big long deal?
Chicky got 8 years, $72
million. Yeah.
And Logan Thompson signed for, hold on, 6 years at $5.85 per.
Yeah, they believe in him.
I guess, but I just, my limited experience, it seems like goalies are hit or miss.
Look,
they definitely seem like they identified
him. They traded for him. They clearly liked him even before they gave him the extension.
I understand.
And his play over the first half of the season, they're like, we got to lock this guy up.
Why not give him a 3-year deal? I mean, the 6 years is wild to me.
He's got a good agent.
He's got a great agent.
And they clearly think he's the guy. Now, they could, technically, they would play Montreal. If the playoffs started today, they would play Montreal.
Right.
But they still could play the Devils. Devils and Montreal are 4 points separation.
Okay.
Would you rather play the Devils just because you know them a little bit better? Or would you rather play the more inferior team?
I'd rather play the inferior team.
So you'd rather play Montreal.
I like facing teams that have scored less points in the standings.
Yeah.
I'd rather than play the Devils just so we can hear Cakes' Josh Harris.
Yeah, it's a team I root the third most for, my NHL team. First, the Commanders, of course. Second, the terrible Sixers. And third, the Devils. Crystal Palace, way down the list.
All right, let's go to Rich in Gaithersburg. Rich, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Morning, Junks. How we doing?
Hey,
hello,
good.
Rich. You starting to sweat?
Yeah, moderate concern. Obviously, they've had a spotlight shine on them here for like the last 10 days, but I'm going to be moderately concerned if they go into the playoffs 12-0, because that's just, I'm a Caps fan to the death, and I'm going to be worried. But the one thing I want to point out, this team is a heavy team. You throw out Mangiapane, he's my size, he's a little dude. But the rest of the team is, they are freight trains. And in a playoff series, and you're getting a best of seven, you wear the opponent down, leaning on him and finishing your checks. And it's just, you know, as you guys seen, it's just completely different. So, I mean, it's going to be a roll of the dice, but I like the way the team is built right now. And I want to point out in the future, we got four prospects right now in the juniors that have scored over 100 points on like a 64-game schedule. I think they play in juniors. So, I mean, I don't want to say dynasty, but my gosh, if half of these guys pan out, this team is stacked for the future.
Gotcha. All right, thank you, Rich. Appreciate it, buddy.
No worries.
They've done an unbelievable job of kind of threading that needle, you know, staying with some of their vets and blending in the young guys.
Working in the young guys.
I mean, literally a magical job.
Peter LaViolette was not sized to play young guys. Spencer Carberry realizes the merit of blending in the young guys with the older core here.
All right,
look what he's done with Protus and Mikey. Mm-hmm. Look at the years those guys have had. That's developing your young talent.
Let's go to Steve in Rockville. Steve, what's up?
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
I haven't been on with you all before.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, man, good to be here. Yeah, I'm more concerned with the goaltending situation right now. I mean, I think it's had to be expected with the distractions with the OV chase. I mean, every time he's on the ice, the player's mindset is, you know, split between what are we supposed to do now and try and get the puck to Ovi. So I think they'll work that back out in the last five games and be ready for the playoffs. But the goaltending situation is certainly concerning. I think Charlie Lindgren is not the same guy he was last year. He's still good, but he's not like he was making those stand on his head saves that he did, especially toward the end of last season. I don't know why. He just seems to have lost a little focus. So it's a big concern. I mean, they do have Shepherd as a third guy if they need him, and he could be NHL caliber. They played him a little bit, but just concerned about the goaltending.
Are you with me? Were your eyebrows raised when they gave Thompson 6 years and Chucky another three? Like, kind of locked in those two guys?
Yeah, but maybe I think they got Charlie based on how good he played last season. I mean,
obviously.
Yeah, I know. But he's been a little bit of a disappointment for his caliber of play. So it's a concern, all of it, but it's a good point to bring up for sure.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you. Let's go to Josh calling from Florida. Josh, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, boys? I just wanted to say that my level of concern right now is a level two. I mean, hockey being a superstitious kind of sport, you know, as soon as we were in the threat for the President's Cup, we kind of fall back and focused on the chase.
President's Trophy.
Yeah, we got some injuries.
Yeah.
What's that?
Sorry. President's Trophy. Yeah.
President's Trophy. Sorry.
It's all good.
Bad. And then the Protus injury, it turns out it was a cut from a blade, so it's not like a, you know, actual like soft tissue injuries. So he'll be back by the playoffs. We just need to put the pedal to the gas now. You know, it's chase is over, focus shifts. Let's roll.
Yep. All right.
I like his only a level two of concern.
That's about where you are.
It's less than mine.
Let's go to Keith in Herndon. Keith, what's up? You're on with the Junkies.
Thanks for your time, fellas. I couldn't agree more with the last caller. I mean, level of concern is not there. It's all been about the chase. It's all been about getting Ovi the puck. The defense, the only concern I have as far as anything goes is our defense has hung our goalies out to dry for the first, like, I don't know, 20 games, and they've had to stand on their head to make incredible saves. If we go into the playoffs getting back into that kind of, like, relying on the goalies, we're going to be in trouble. But it's Logan going to be back. Carbs has already said he's going to rest everybody coming down the stretch. He's not going to play the players. The goal right now is get 2 points, lock up the East. And they could care less about the rest of the game. So if they go 1-4 down the stretch, I'm fine with it. Just as long as we get in the playoffs, then we just make a turn.
Appreciate the call, pal.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in. You can also hit us up on X at Junks Radio. Craig Laughlin, the locker from Monumental Sports, analyst for the Capitals. He'll join us at 9 o'clock. Don't go anywhere.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Did you know that your health insurance could cover appointments with a registered dietitian? Nourish will match you with a dietitian for personalized nutrition advice. And since Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Aetna, and United, 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online from home, plus message them anytime on the Nourish app for support on the go. With hundreds of five-star reviews, you can count on Nourish to guide you on your health journey. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Time now for the second of three Chasing 895s. We move on to Ovi's second goal of the night on Friday, goal number 894. Ovi tied Wayne Gretzky's record of 894 goals with his second tally in the Caps' 5-3 win over the Blackhawks Friday night. The record-tying goal had the entire Capitals team spilling onto the ice, followed by an extended celebration where Ovi took several laps, fist bumped his son Sergei, who was sitting on the glass, bowed to the suite where Gretzky was sitting, and blew kisses to the Capital One Arena crowd.
And now toward the blue line as it moves into the top of the right circle. A feed low off the stick of Vlasic, kept in down the middle here. Carlson, Wilson looking in the bumper, but Carlson looking to stick handle first. Ovechkin was off to the left-hand side. The Hawks will gum it up and then send it away.
Yeah, Carlson walking down the middle of the ice right there. He's got to fire that puck. You can't look for that fancy pass.
Puck coming near side. And away from Mangiapane. Second unit here, Ovechkin. He scores! Alex Ovechkin has 894! And the bench empties here at Capital One Arena! Ovechkin has reached the summit!
Chasing 895 is presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information.
We spent a lot of time talking about the weekend, the two goals on Friday night, and the record-breaking goal against the Islanders yesterday. Cakes was at the arena to see it in person. We got a lot of tweets, a lot of social media. Kudos to you, Cakes, for threading the needle.
Yeah,
a lot
of people think you might even be worthy of losing Always Bet Against Cakes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just for nailing that game like a month out.
I mean, I was kind of a seer.
You were.
I will say that I did skillfully thread the needle.
Well, one point you were looking at the Columbus game. And actually, I would say a week ago, when we were talking about it, you were like, he's not going to break the record in Long Island. But then he caught fire.
Well, he caught fire in the game against the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
So, that propelled him right to the
edge.
He'd
kind of counted himself out. But yes, a lot of people, you can always text us, by the way, on the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza's local favorite since 1955. Serving pizza subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. But yeah, people texting.
It's incredible
that
luck.
Cakes isn't a mush anymore.
But lucky.
Both
of my kids were like, after we were done celebrating the initial, through the euphoria, they're like, they're like, you did it, Dad. Like, you did it. Ovi did it. I'm just along for the ride, but yeah, you're kind of right.
I pulled it off.
Because you did it in advance. You weren't like the caller that we had earlier from L.A.
No.
Who saw the goals and then was like, let me see if I can buy a ticket.
A month ago.
I rolled the dice like 3.5 weeks ago, and I was just like.
It was a good gamble.
It's the best $1,000 you ever spent, whatever it was total.
It's probably
You and Pat Sajak nailed it.
I'm glad that Cakes was exposed, though, with his fake magnanimity or whatever. You know,
he just wanted to do it at home.
Yeah, that was a fake BS.
I can't come off like a monster, EB.
Just be normal.
I don't want to try to be selfish.
No, you know what it is?
Be selfish.
You know what it is? I won't say out of everybody we know, but amongst our group of friends, Cakes is a master of the white lie. He's been caught on this show many times.
It's happened.
And he started to fib a little bit with about 10 minutes left in that game.
Really wanted
that the hat trick. And then towards the end, because Alex wasn't on the ice for a while.
Yeah.
And then when he got back on the ice, EB was standing up, and you could tell. When you could tell Cakes didn't want a goal.
I'll pull back the curtain. When Leno scored the empty netter, I knew that with a two-goal lead, that the goalie was coming back in.
Yeah.
And I said, this is the most critical phase of the game. For me, personally. Right. Because Ovi, he's clearly goal hunting.
Yeah, and you didn't want to see it.
He wants the Hattie on home ice. You could smell the blood in the water. And then I was like, well, I'll still go, but the game will have no drama on Long Island.
It'd be such a letdown.
Zero drama whatsoever.
I got to be honest. I'm happy for you that you had that experience with your kids.
Yeah, it was great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's going to be like when it's all said and done, when they think about their pops, that's going to be probably
a
top five memory.
Core memory is what that is.
I was like, but in the moment, it would have been hilarious if he had the hat trick.
I can't even remember the last time Ovi had a one-on-one breakaway that, where he was almost like a layup. He just couldn't get it above his pads.
Drabby. My soul.
I haven't seen that in 5 years.
Whatever. If I have a soul, it almost left my body.
It was meant to be
at that point.
But did you feel the same shift that EB and I felt? Because he was being political, saying he wanted the hat trick.
I think he said it both ways. I think he was fine. I think he said it would be great for everybody if it was at home. But selfishly, he wants it to be there.
Was I rooting for him to have a hat trick and have my trip spoiled? No. But if he had, it would have been a great way to get $8.95. It would have been amazing at home ice. Hat trick, you can't script it any better.
I think it was perfect
because
the fans got to experience $8.94.
Right. Both. Yep.
You know what would be great in the Masters, and I'm just learning about this. Angel Cabrera, who won the Masters many years ago, 15 years ago in 2009, he's been languishing in prison. But he's out now.
Hold on, what was the charge? Remind me.
He beat up his wife.
Okay, now
it says convicted of assaulting multiple ex-girlfriends in the story that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was convicted. I think he was convicted twice.
Yes. So he was in prison for 2 years.
He was sentenced for 3 years. I think he served 30 months of that sentence.
That's a pretty substantial amount of time.
That's a long time. He says he changed him. Yeah, and
51
he came up
years
big
old.
Yesterday.
And I don't. I'm pretty sure it wasn't in prison in the good old U.S. of A.
Mm-hmm. No, he was in
he's in a South American prison.
This is South American prison.
Or Argentina, maybe.
That's another level.
I think he was in Brazil.
Like
Brazil? All right.
Like, wasn't Joran Vandersloot, or he might still be, in a Peruvian prison? Like, one of the scariest prisons on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to get imprisoned in South America.
Let me ask you this.
The Masters should not, they shouldn't allow him back. I don't know why they're allowing him back.
I didn't see this. Angel Cabrera was one of those golfers who never appeared to be in great shape, right? He had
a big guy, yeah.
Big old gut,
athletic guy.
Maybe not as big as Craig Stadler, but
he loves to smoke cigs.
Oh, he likes coffee nails.
Oh yeah.
My question is, did he come out shredded like he was doing 500 push-ups a day?
No, he looks like the same guy.
No
way he came out shredded. Because he wasn't even close to shredded going in.
Yeah, but you're in prison. Some guys.
Huh. You know what you can get in prison? Cigarettes, JP. Okay, yeah. Cigarettes are butt easy to get in prison. I'm gonna guess he had way more cigs than he had planks or push-ups while he was in a Brazilian prison. I'm not sure where he was imprisoned at that point.
I think he was arrested originally in Brazil, and then maybe he was arrested in Argentina. Second time?
It's incredible, though, that he just had in his second start on the Champions Tour, which is, look, it's not super duper uber competitive, but it's, you know, it's pretty big time golf. And he was able to win yesterday heading into Augusta.
I didn't realize
he won it.
He won.
Didn't realize he
had. He hadn't picked up a stick for a couple years.
Well, I think he played it. No, he's been playing, but he's only played two Champions Tour events this year.
I think he played
limited status.
Okay, so when did he get out of prison?
August of 23.
Okay, so he's been out a little while. Gotcha.
But he actually won yesterday on the heels of flying to Augusta.
I didn't realize he had been on Interpol's red notice list, which is a worldwide request for police to arrest an individual pending extradition.
Yeah.
Like, that sounds pretty serious.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty intense. Yeah. I don't want to be on an Interpol list.
I guess I'm on an island. I don't think that he should be playing in the Masters.
Because
domestic violence?
Yeah, I mean, if he did that to your sister or your wife.
I don't know. So it should be a lifetime ban? I don't know.
Yeah.
He paid his debt to society. I could make the argument. He paid his debt to society. He spent 30 months in prison.
He should pay a lifetime debt to the Masters.
My argument would be, this is a private club. We can do whatever we want.
I guess you could.
And your reputation and what you've done in your personal life, not really welcome here.
I don't feel strongly about it either way. I actually like redemption stories, so I hope he does well.
Yeah.
Is that wrong? I don't really have anybody to root for. Huh?
I don't really have anybody to root for. That'd be an interesting story. Is Phil going to play? I'll root for him. I have no idea.
He's definitely going to play.
You can't say I would root for Angel Cabrera.
Can't you pick from...
Redemption.
Can you pick
he paid his debt to society.
Yeah, but you don't know if he's a changed man. You don't know that he deserves redemption.
I don't know anything about him. He said it was a good thing for him.
You know he's a domestic batterer, and he's a bad dude.
And I know he just served 30 months in prison for it.
Okay, but aren't there like a dozen guys you could root for other than Angel Cabrera?
He's on the top of my list.
Okay, but you've rooted for Mike Tyson?
Never been a Mike.
Okay, maybe
Mike Tyson
you haven't.
I have
millions and millions, if not billions, of people have rooted for Mike Tyson.
That's fine. He's
a convicted rapist.
Here's a perfect example: Floyd Mayweather. I wish he would lose every match he was in. Never rooted for him a day in my life. Yeah. You know why? He's a bad dude.
Okay, but the vast majority of sports fans have rooted for people that have had similar rap.
I'm sure I've rooted
like
for people
a Mike Tyson.
That have
we can name others.
Well, those particular offenses, you should be banned from. It's one thing if you get pulled over drinking and driving, or you get caught using drugs or selling drugs. A little different. Beating up a woman twice,
all right?
You should not be allowed.
Kobe Bryant's revered, right? He had a rape charge.
He was not convicted.
Hey,
this guy spent 2 years.
You're probably more on the moral side of it, but I do like redemption stories. So kind of
clearly you do.
I wouldn't mind seeing him do okay.
I know clearly you do. That's fine. I mean, he's not gonna be a factor. But I just think that the fact that he was invited back, that shouldn't be allowed. My opinion.
I mean, Phil Mickelson probably banged every chick in the country.
Yeah, but he hasn't been arrested
for domestic assault.
I'm just saying. I mean, they're all flawed humans.
Insider trading.
Well, that's way different.
Well,
they're all flawed. They don't all have domestic violence charges.
Yeah, if he came, a violent offense, you should not be coming back.
If he came out and he said, I'm a changed man, I was a total scumbag, I was the worst person ever, whatever. And then maybe eventually I could work up a lather to for that redemption story. But I don't. Him just saying, golf is all I got left, this is why I'm playing, like, it doesn't seem like he's just playing because he's got nothing. And Fred Ridley's kind of embarrassing himself with these comments.
I don't even know what Ridley said.
I'm excited to see him. We're going to welcome to the champions dinner. He's a great champion.
I don't feel strongly about it. Maybe I should. I don't. I got two daughters.
This is Fred Ridley. I'm turning a blind eye to Angel Cabrera. What I'm doing.
I mean, I think if you hit a woman, I mean, you're a disgusting person.
Yeah.
I don't doubt it.
Multiple.
I'm not disagreeing.
I'm glad to hear Eric Bickle's root for Angel Cabrera. He loves redemption stories.
I do like redemption stories. For John Daly. John Daly's got all kinds of terrible history.
I've heard he has a fire hose
including
in his
domestic
pants
violence
at John Daly.
Stuff. I mean, John Daly's wild. People root for him.
Drunk. I don't necessarily root for him. I don't know the domestic violence issue.
Oh, he's had wild girlfriend assault stuff.
Well, if he did, then he shouldn't be allowed to play either. But Cabrera definitely should not be allowed back in Augusta. But he is. He's coming back.
He's at the top of my list. I don't even know who I'm rooting for.
Are you rooting for Rory?
Kind of.
I'm rooting for whoever I pick in my pools. And I don't know who those names are going to be yet.
I kind of like TBD. It when Scheffler dominates. I kind of like it, but he hasn't been dominant. Maybe I'll root for Scheff. I root for Spieth. I like Spieth.
Yeah, he played decent.
When's
this
the last
past
time
week?
He won one?
It's been a while.
He ain't going to win. I mean, he ain't going to win, but I do like to kind of root for him.
All right, got to take a break. Remember our pal Craig Lachlan from Monumental Sports, color analyst for the Washington Capitals. He'll join us at 9 o'clock here on the Junkies.
So apparently there's some sort of bathroom catastrophe happening here at Odyssey.
Because oh, no.
The bathroom's been closed for, like, I want to say the last half an hour to 40-ish minutes.
Oh, no, I got to use it pretty soon again.
Like, I got to go, and
I guess I'm going to go downstairs.
I went up to floor 3 thinking I could use my key card. Denied because
floor
I guess
3?
The third floor, yeah. I mean, there's multiple floors of this building.
But we're not on. We don't have.
No, we're on floor 2. Right. That's the only bathroom here. So I went to floor 3 to explore. They have a keypad instead of the card scan. Can't get in there. Then I went down to the first level. There's no bathroom there. Like near. Oh, Valdez is shaking his head that there is.
The gym. Shocker, you don't know where that is.
Yeah. Like, you could leave me here for a year and I'd have a hard time finding it. I think I know where the gym is. It's been a while since I've been there.
The problem is, going to the gym during a commercial break,
I have limited time.
Takes a while.
You could pee, so, but what I like to do, it's going to be hard.
So I was in the labyrinth, then I'm back here, and it brought me back to yesterday at UBS Arena. I went to stand in the line for the bathroom because, of course, there are a million dudes and not that many women in the arena. The women's room was empty. There's not one soul in there. The men's room line was snaking out into the concourse, like 100 feet.
Is this during intermission?
This is during intermission. Mm. And I'm looking at there's a ticker telling you what time the second period is going to start. And at this point,
you couldn't go the whole game without?
Ovi hadn't scored yet. Whole game without? Oh, yeah. No, I'm drinking all the time, JP. I'm always hydrating, always. Mm. Or dehydrating. But I always have to pee is the story. Mm-hmm. So I'm in the line, and I'm not even into the bathroom yet, and I see that the clock has ticked down to 1:30. I'm like, well, there's no chance I'm missing game time.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be in through this line, do my business, back to my seat. Like, I could miss the goal. So I had to bail out before I got into the bathroom, scurry back to my seat, was in the seat in time, obviously for the goal. Like, but I wasn't going to miss 1 second of ice action. There's no chance I'm driving all the way to Long Island and missing the potential record-breaking goal.
I wonder how many people did, because obviously there were people on the concourse and
the
bathrooms.
There were a few other guys that were like, better hurry this up because the period's about to start. Now, in a regular random NHL game, you're just like, okay, I'll miss a couple minutes.
Sure.
I'll come back to my seat, whatever. But when history is on the line, like, I wouldn't be able to live with
you
myself.
Could have, you
if
could
I,
have
if
timed
it.
You could have timed it when the Caps committed a penalty and the Isles went on a power play.
Yeah, I guess I could have done that.
He wouldn't be on the ice for that.
But I had to go when I had to go.
Yeah,
and
I
was out on the concourse. I just wasn't able to go. Kind of like right now.
Hmm.
Anybody have a G. Gordon Liddy jug I could use? Anybody? Anywhere? Drab? G. Gordon Liddy jug? Nothing?
I mean, I could nothing sell you.
Go before fine. The locker's on.
It's not an emergency.
What happened in the bathroom, though? What happened that it shut down?
Might be a leak.
I don't know.
Maybe there's a leak.
You were in there earlier.
I was in there.
So maybe you're the culprit.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
I mean, I was in there, but I think there was no issue.
You did a duty?
He always does. Yeah.
It's not me. I mean, there's no way it was an issue. I mean, it's impossible.
I don't think anybody else. Who else would have been in there?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not the only guy that poops in there.
Hold on. Didn't you say you got to go again soon too? You're gonna go twice. You're gonna go twice
you're
within
doing
an
a
hour.
For, a two
little,
for Monday.
A little anxiety or something going on.
Which anxiety?
Which toilet did you use?
First one on the left.
The one closest to the door.
Yeah. Is that where the issue is?
We'll have to find out.
Yeah, it could have been.
We'll have to do some digging.
I would be shocked. I mean, I'd be shocked if there was an issue. I'm a multiple flusher.
Maybe that's the problem. Yeah. Maybe you overwhelm the system.
Well, it's possible. I would actually bet a lot of money that's not it. But
could be. Very well could be.
I know.
I might be sitting next to the prime suspect. Right there.
Go in there and see. Is Mar here? Oh,
you
Mar's
can't
never
go in.
Here.
It's blocked off.
Yeah. But you can walk in.
They have it roped off.
No, they've got like a they have a blockade on the bathroom. You don't understand what's going on in there.
I don't understand.
There's like a yellow partition like where you would knock your head into when you walked into the bathroom.
You can't just walk past it?
It's closed.
Oh. No. Nobody's allowed in there.
I don't know what they're doing.
Closed.
I don't know what they're doing.
It's completely shut down.
I don't think it was me. But
I hope it was, but you're probably right.
I think you might have been the last person to use it.
Maybe of this show, but I mean, there's a lot of other radio shows here. Maybe.
There's like one other guy here.
It's impossible that I'm just telling you, it's impossible.
It's not impossible.
How would I have?
It's not impossible.
You don't understand.
There aren't many suspects.
You're sometimes unaware.
I'm telling you, it
maybe
wasn't
when you flushed your last flush as you were leaving, it started flooding. Started flooding, and by the time you washed your hands and got out of there, the water...
What time did you go at?
Overwhelmed the toilet.
Half hour ago?
I mean, I think he's the lead suspect, because it wasn't that long ago.
Right before Tara came on, maybe?
The bathroom's been closed for the last two breaks.
Oh, I know when we saw it.
Yeah.
I can't remember. You guys that are already talking about something. It was like an hour ago.
Well, yeah, that's when it was first discovered.
We went in there at 7:50, and it was flooding.
Very interesting.
It'd be stunning if it was
somebody
me.
Checked. No,
I mean, it would just be stunning.
You do say you use a lot of toilet paper.
Yeah, he does.
I do, but I'm a multiple.
The evidence is mounting.
I'm gonna go find out.
Go find out.
I will.
I'm pretty confident.
You've stressed out the pipes.
I just think
your anxiety transferred into the pipes.
I think it would be. I would bet against it. But
what are
you
anxious about?
I don't know.
Obi broke the record.
I have a poop. It's not full evacuation.
No,
so how are you gonna clog something with a less than full evacuation?
Multiple flushing.
Yeah, your toilet paper.
The toilet paper.
Could be just a bad pipe in there, and you, that was the stall you were in.
I'd be thrilled if it was
which
me.
Stall?
I don't
did
think
you
it
use?
Was me. I told you the first one.
Very first one.
The very first one.
I wish I had all your flushes when I went to play poker. I wish I had a quarter of the flushes you have when I played poker. It'd be great.
I heard with a janitor over the radio when he went in there, because I was downstairs.
Yeah.
And I heard him message another janitor.
And he said it was a mess?
He goes, "Oh my God, what the F happened in here?"
Oh, man.
Really?
I don't think it was me.
This is very compelling.
I'd be stunned if it was me.
I walked in there. It looked like somebody took protein powder and threw it all over the floor.
Well, I know who it's not. I'll raise my hand. It's not me. I'm not the guilty party. And I know it's not these guys.
I haven't been in the bathroom this morning.
I know it's not the boys behind the glass.
I went, but one, in that first stall.
What time did you go?
I don't know. It was probably half hour ago.
Yeah, so then that was after me.
Yeah. But I just went.
I know, you
number
and Tinkle.
One.
I didn't understand.
I'm convinced no show in America talks more Masters and potty humor than this show right
not
here.
Not even humor. It's just
this show right here.
Just, well, you know.
If we also talk a lot of Caps.
We do, yes.
Their owner, Ted Leonsis, is going to be on with Grant and Danny today at 4 o'clock.
Can we get
so you don't miss that.
Butchering his name? Can we get that? I want to hear that again.
We do.
I was slapping my knee in the arena.
Leonis?
Leonis.
He called him Leonis.
I think
Leonis.
It might have been Leosis or something along those lines.
He mispronounced it multiple times.
And look. I love the great one. He's amazing. Wayne Gretzky, legend. But, I mean, he's wearing a rug, right? Or some sort of exotic hair.
It looks weird.
Drabby. We know this, right? There's no way Wayne Gretzky has that natural head of hair at his advanced age. It's freaking impossible.
I mean, used to have a big floater in his play.
Yeah.
He did, but I've got questions. I've got questions about 99. Yeah. I'm telling you.
He looks like he's taken a lot of sun over the years.
I'm sure
too.
He has. I mean, it's probably.
Plays a lot of golf.
Yeah.
Plays a lot of golf.
He doesn't use sunblock.
I'm telling you, Drab, my radar is up for that being some expensive, exotic, like hair weave.
Anyway, Ted Leonsis is going to be on with Grant and Danny at 4 o'clock. You don't want to miss that. And you don't want to miss our next interview. Our pal Craig Lachlan, the Locker, joins us next here on the Junkies.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Train to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Train to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.